This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Good morning, you're listening to Sin 90.7, Get Serial with Mads Korn and Eddie. Congratulations, mate, you're here.
Hi guys.
On time.
Hi, good to be here.
Yes.
I want to thank Mum. For teaching me that I should have gotten out of bed earlier to get to school. I'd like to thank you guys as inspiration for always being here on time. And most importantly, I would like to thank Cold Drip Almond Coffee. Well, it's almond milk. Yeah, I'm
very
just getting
nice,
into it.
Nice,
just getting into it. We can get into that later, though. that's not going to be part of my rant. But, you know, almond milk coffee, worth a try.
Allergic to almonds, so I'm not
really?
Going to try that.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but that's all right.
Well, don't heed any of my advice is usually a safe bet anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good morning, ladies. How are you guys? How are you, Korn?
Pretty good. Had
feeling
a solid
good?
Week. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have lots to look forward to this morning. We, of course, for the first hour, we got the rants in my pants. And then followed on by that, we will have, as always, our fabulous Hour of Power headed by Mads this week. We will have Odd Pod. We've got a couple interviews of Oliver and Kayla coming in, and they have a show, Tales of the Witch Men, at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And we've got a lot of more fun things coming up later. Odd Pod, as always, which is my responsibility this week. That's going to go for a little longer than usual.
I feel like we need to incorporate that one into your rant because
it will.
He's ready.
But so that's kind of what's happening on the show this morning. Hope everyone is feeling well and sprightly heading into the weekend. But coming up first, we do have a couple tracks for you. We're going to start off with Dissolve. I'm just making sure there is a language warning on this one for the first song of the morning. So this is Dissolve by Private Island. You're on Sin 90.7. This is Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie.
Welcome back to Sin 90.7. You're listening to Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie. What we just heard was Dissolve by Pirate Land, followed
Pirate.
I was like, that does not sound like pirates at all.
Yeah.
Private Island.
And we also heard Lay Down by Sun Little. Was that incorrect?
I came in a bit late because it's not often I get to correct someone on,
excuse me, no.
On their words. Excuse me. Hi.
After
hello,
all of your failures.
I have some shade to throw. Thank you.
Last week was a bit rough. Last week wasn't very good.
Yeah, you got thrown under the bus.
Yeah, I did get thrown under the bus, but to again interrupt. What is that? Can you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. It's right about that time that we're going to get some rounds in my pants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's that time of the week. Time of the week where you got to get mad about something. You got to get frustrated. And this week I actually struggled a little bit. I struggled a little bit to think of something that annoyed me and frustrated me. So I'm doing a bit of a throwback with something that I had actually come to terms with.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes. And I am reopening that wound for better or for worse. And it's dog-friendly officers.
As in
you're
for
angry
or against
them?
I am against them. Yes. Yeah, I know. Controversial. And the reason being, don't get me wrong, love dogs, super dog person. And I think there's been studies that show that having dogs in the office also helps, you know, with mental health and calms people down and anxiety. So they are generally positive. Mm. But for the sake of the segment, I'm going to be against them. And this is why. Because not all dogs are created equal. And there are some dogs that are particularly annoying and that will, like, if you're in an office, will be barking, will not be, you know, properly toilet trained. If they're, you know, if they're puppies, it's fine. You know, you're a little puppy. But, like, you know, will defecate in the office and will, urinate around the office, generally creating a pretty unpleasant vibe. And if you're running around causing a distraction, most dogs are fine. Most dogs are pretty good. Most dogs are pretty chill. But, you know, it's got to be, it's one dog that ruins it for the rest of them, you know? You know?
Yeah, but that's like the owner's job to not bring in their dickhead dog.
But you can't be like, we're a dog friendly office. We're a dog friendly office. Except for your dog. You know what I mean? You can't do that.
Yeah.
You have to have all
but
dogs.
Like, you could have doggy guidelines.
Yeah.
It's a dog. He doesn't know the rules.
Yeah, like, but the owner does. That's why dogs have owners.
I'm just saying, but not every owner is as good of an owner as other dogs. And that is essentially the problem. This isn't a dog problem. This is an owner problem.
But, like, that's the same thing. Like, you have dog parks, but if you've got the dog that just doesn't get along with other dogs and barks all the time, you're not going to take it to the dog park. Like, that dog just, you know, goes on a walk by
itself. It's just too hard to exclude certain dogs, which you can't, because the owner would bring them in. And so, as I'm saying, it is more of an owner problem.
Yeah.
And it's their fault for bringing in a dog or not training them effectively. Mm. And also, you've probably got an ugly dog. There's dogs that have come into the office that are just annoying. And
but they're not the ones that are so ugly that they're cute again. It's like they kind of...
They definitely are. Yeah, there are a few of those ones, but there's other ones that are just like, whoa, you have the face that only a puppy mother could love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying if not all dogs can be good dogs, we should just...
If you can't be a good boy, you're not allowed to come to the office.
Neither are your friends.
I'm more just saying that if you're, like, unless your dog is on a particular exception where it's like a puppy and it's kind of learning and it's training, it's like, you know, got a bit of leeway, you know what I mean? I'm saying if you're going to bring your dog into the office with other people who might not be dog people, properly train your dog. It's not that hard. It's almost borderline a responsibility. You know what I mean? Like, just learn that it, you know, goes outside and that it doesn't, you know, mess around too much around other dogs. Keep it social. That's all I'm saying. Dog-friendly offices, there needs to be a certain set of guidelines and social responsibility on everyone's part. That's my thing. That's my controversy for the week. I'm sorry I've opened that up for you.
Give us some rules.
I set a status on my socials, on my personal socials about it once, which was extremely controversial.
About
being like, you know what, dogs in offices, kind of okay. Only okay. But by saying only okay, mate.
I mean, Mads did have just shocked face for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I really like the doggos.
Yeah.
Like, really like the doggos.
Well, that's mine for the week. I got that off my chest. And all in all, I actually am for dog officers because they do create mostly good benefits.
I'm so confused by you right now.
It's just, I'm just frustrated at the people that bring in annoying dogs.
Okay. So you're frustrated at the minority, but...
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. This is turning... This has weirdly, like, weird undertones of using dogs almost like as a methodology to tiptoe around a different subject. So,
yes.
Let's...
Annoying people in offices who just so happen to have dogs.
Well, look, I'm not saying there's like a correlation, but like, yeah, I'm saying there's a
Linda
correlation.
Linda in HR.
Yeah.
You heard me.
Today's going to be fun at work.
Well, coming up next, we do have another language warning for you. So just start off the morning
that was
correctly.
My song, so I didn't
yeah, so
that
we
one.
Have Baby Spiders by All Day Feet featuring Morat.
You're listening to Sin 90.7. Welcome back. You're listening to Sin 90.7, Get Zero with Mads, Korn and Eddie. What we just heard was Baby Spiders by All Day featuring Mallrat, followed by Hearts on Fire by Cut Copy. Ooh-wee. You right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, sorry. I just...
What?
Ooh. My headphones don't work. I can't hear anything, but I got some rants in my pants. I just thought the music wasn't working when you were doing it, and I was like...
No, we were feigning ignorance
what was going on. If anyone from, like, NIDA or something is listening, we're not only good at radio.
Yeah.
We're triple threats.
But we are.
We're really,
singing,
really bad
dancing,
at singing.
Ranting.
So we sub in radio for singing.
That's the trio. Yes. Yeah, I'm up. And I've just had, just an annoying couple of weeks dealing with my stupid car. And just, like, things keep happening. First off, I was parked in a car park. Like, it was it's not hard to park a Toyota Echo. They're pretty small, but it was a great park by me.
Sorry, it's such a cute name for a car.
Echo.
And someone scratched, like, half my bloomin' bumper.
Ooh, really?
Annoyingly, while I was parked. And then they left a note, so that was pretty good. And then,
did they leave a note with the, like, registration and, like, their details and stuff?
It was just
or
number.
Was it just like, oh, lol, soz?
It was just there, like, they just pretty much said, lol, soz, and a number. So I, like, got all the deets, whatever. Went to get it fixed. It was like, and it was just annoying time. You know, you're, like, busy. I don't want to deal with this. Anyway, went and, like, sent it to a place and got a hire car, and that was all fine. And I had it for, like, a week, which is a bit annoying because you just, like, want
for a bumper.
Things to be done. Weird. Right? Yeah. I don't know why.
Took probably getting parts in or something.
Yeah. Mm. but I feel like they just, chuck it on.
Go to the bumper store.
Yeah, right? Like,
yeah, so it'll buff
just
out.
Cover it up with a bumper sticker. What are you talking about?
Half of it, whatever. That's a good pun.
Eh?
Yes. Then, go and collect my card a couple of days ago, and it's like a couple of minutes to their closing. Like, I like race down to where it was, and I'm like, yep, sick, whatever. Go outside, and I was like, why is my car not turning on? And like, trying it for like 5 minutes, being like, am I, did I have to put my foot on the brake? Do I remember how to drive my own car?
It's funny if the mechanics were just like beating your car, so you had to come back in and pay more money.
The only thing that was intact was the bumper.
That survived. They. Apparently the battery just died, but they didn't tell me when I picked it up. And they were like, oh, yeah, we had to, like, jump it a couple of times. And I was like, why did it die? Like, I drove it here, blah, blah, blah. I don't know why it died, but it did. And it was like, I had to go and knock on the door because they literally closed. And I was like, you could have told me that my car was out. Like, what am I going to do? And it's like 5 p.m. I had work at 7 in, like, 45 minutes away. And I was like, it's like, I don't know what to do. And then I
jumpstart it. What do you mean?
Oh, no, but like, no.
Oh, no, I mean, I thought that was like you asking them. And they were like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what to do? You're a mechanic. I'm not coming to you. I know what to do.
Place. It wasn't really a mechanic. But they jumped it for me. But they were like, yeah, man, like, this is the last time I was going to drive. And I was like, well, good. I have work till like 10:30 tonight. I don't want to really be stuck at work at 10:30, like, without turning on my car. So I ring my dad. I was like, Dad, what do I do? And then blah, blah, blah. I, like, drive it to my uncle's mate who's a mechanic and, like, got it sorted. Then that night, after, like, I got to work, whatever, all was G, left my light on because I'm an idiot that night. And then it, like, took a couple of times to start the next day. And I was like, bloody imagine.
Is this a new battery?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
No wonder the other one died.
Yeah, but I didn't leave the light on any time beforehand. I just happened to do it with the first 10 minutes of my
new one. Never.
Maybe.
But it's all G.
Maybe.
We're back.
Maybe.
We're back in business. But yeah, so I guess my rant was against my car and the people being annoying, and probably myself.
I feel like that's fair, because I feel like once like one thing happens, I remember when I first got my car, I was like shocked why anyone drove, because like you pay for the car and then you pay like insurance, and if you're like you're on your P's, insurance is like double anywhere else, and then you have to pay registration at the same time, and by that you're like, why is anyone driving? Mm-hmm. Like, this is so
every
expensive.
Year for all those fees.
And then you also have to do, and then I remember like two or 3 weeks in, my battery died because I bought a like secondhand car.
Yeah.
And then maybe like 2 or 3 weeks later, I had my first little fender bender in a car park kind of thing. And that was like another $400. I was pretty much ready to quit right there. Oof. But that was a couple of years ago, and I haven't really had a problem since. And it's been fine. But yeah, at the start, I was like, whoa, this is not fun.
No, and Rego's going up so quickly, and every single year it goes up. Now it's like 400% of it is tax, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
Boy.
Well, to be honest, it's a bit Retro Rough by Childish Gambino, which is coming up next.
That was
a good segue.
Yeah,
we'll
you tried
play.
Hard for it. Well done,
I
buddy.
Did. I was,
well
I was playing for it.
Watch
I was playing
the,
for it.
Few words in this one too.
Again, there is an explicit warning for this song and also the next song.
We're just getting them all out.
We're getting them
so
all out of the way.
Getting
out of
our system. This later on.
Exactly. This is child. This is, you know, a kid-friendly show. So, waking you up in the morning, this is Retro by Childish Gambino.
You're listening to Sin 90.7.
All right. Welcome back. You're listening to Sin 90.7. This is Mads, Korn and Eddie on Get Serial. But what you just heard, you heard a three-part song and two explicit warnings, really. It was Childish Gambino with Retro, followed by Jamie T and Sheila, and then lastly, Eric Krasno with Jezebel. But really, I feel like there's a bit of an interruption. Can you hear that, Korn? Can you hear that?
I mean, my headphones aren't working, but yes, I can.
Oh, well, if they were working, my.
I got rains in my face.
Does she yodeling her spare time? That was so
very
good.
Good at that.
I had to have water before that.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Just clear the throat.
Yeah.
This one goes out for all my fans.
Mm-hmm. So my rant this week, guys, is it's basically just a moment of self-reflection and disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
Good.
So, mm-hmm. due to the Grand Prix,
a bit of self-loathing. Yep.
So I work like in Albert Park, like around the lake. So mm-hmm. we can't access our building. We've been working from home for the last week, and then we've got a couple more days to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took a couple of days of that as time in lieu, and I thought, okay, you got to get all this stuff sorted because I got less than 2 months until I leave the country for like 6 months. So I need to like get things organized, And do you think I could follow a schedule when I'm not like busy all the time? You know what I mean? Like if I'm working 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, I'm very good at like keeping on top of things because I've got such limited time to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I snoozed my alarm for like 3 hours. I got up, decided, today's a good day to make pasta from scratch. I made pasta from scratch, and whilst I was at the supermarket, bought shoe polish, took all of my black shoes out, and polished my shoes in the middle of my bedroom.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, pasta making is impressive, but...
I mean, I did some cool things.
Mm.
My shoes are shiny. And the pasta was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I've still got some left over, so I don't have to worry about making lunch today. But I thought that I had grown out of my procrastination phase.
Mm.
And it turns out...
No, you don't.
I think it's embedded in me.
It is.
It is who I is.
It is.
It is. It is part of you now.
And he's just like, for all these 8 weeks I've known you, you've always been a bit of a procrastinator.
No, I would say I'm probably the procrastinator. I always leave everything to the last minute. But even including getting here. But do you think that some of those things that you procrastinated with are helpful as life skills?
I mean...
Shoe shining.
Well, shining, everyone should know how to shoe shine, you know what I mean? Like, everyone
I bought, like, the kiddie polish that you just, like, squeeze the bottle and then, like, rub it all over it.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's how
And I used to polish my shoes at school.
So it wasn't like a proper old-timey...
No.
Oh, okay.
I was quite tired and delusional and I was, like, channeling Oliver Twist.
Mm.
But it didn't feel the same. I would say I'm alone.
I'm willing to give it a pass. Not that I grade any of these.
Yeah.
I think it's a pass because, like, not only... I feel like that is still productive, like, you are helping your life out in some way.
Mm-hmm.
The pasta thing's kind of weird, but, like,
But when I go to Italy, I can tell all the nonnas that I know how to make the biscotti.
Yeah, and people... Not everyone knows how to make the biscotti.
It wasn't even spaghetti that I made. It was cannelloni and...
But, like, that's a cool thing. That's a cool life skill to have.
So it was cool.
I think it's cool. If you had, like, been kind of just... watching shows.
Yeah,
if you were just Netflixing.
Oh, I did as well.
Mm.
Ah, well. That's a careful omission on your part.
No, it's just that now I look at my to-do list for the remainder of until I go back to work, and it is overwhelming, and I'm like, but I want to have time to have fun.
But now
I don't think I'm going to.
Well, that's your fault for procrastinating. See, now we've come full circle.
It's not a pass,
yeah,
actually.
You know what? Yeah, you're done. You were going to do that work, young lady. Otherwise, yeah, I don't know. Do you guys get in trouble for not doing your work at work? I don't know. Is that a thing?
I'm a manager, so yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, you probably would.
I would.
Have to answer to yourself. Mm. So,
yeah.
Yeah, well. Mm. Idea.
Although the boss
text
just quit,
us in
so.
if you guys think you know procrastinating is a bad thing or your opinions on office dogs or you've had to be into a dodgy mechanic lately and the reason why we want to share so text us in at 0447-519-170.
Yeah.
That feels good to say.
Oh yeah, we're back.
We're back, baby.
Back. Or if you have a song request. Might not do it because
text us in with your song request and I'm definitely going to ignore them. Like, 100%.
We
but
might
I will
it.
Read them out, what you wanted me to play.
And then play something else.
And then I will play something
but
else.
But we could potentially add it to the run sheet next week.
Wait, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Korn, what would you like me to play next?
Can you please play some Kendrick Lamar?
No. But what I will play is Lee Fields in the Expressions, Never Be Another You.
You can't be sad about that.
Same thing.
You're listening to Sin 90.7.
Welcome back. At the top there, we had Lee Fields and the Expressions, Never Be Another You, Cigarettes After Sex, Each Time You Fall In Love, and Psychedelic Porn Crumpets with Cornflake. You're listening to Sin 90.7, but next up, you'll be listening to Valentina with the 7 o'clock news.
Yes. Good morning, I'm Valentina Griesheimer with your 7 o'clock Sin News Bulletin. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has apologised for what he calls a major breach of trust over the Cambridge Analytica scandal, saying the social media platform failed in its basic responsibility to protect users' information. The London-based political research company used data from Facebook users' personal profiles to target political advertising during the 2016 US election campaign. Going forward, Zuckerberg says Facebook will be adjusting news feeds to protect users' information and stop apps from wrongly accessing the information. The Australian Labor Party has been found to have misused $388,000 in taxpayer funds during the 2014 election campaign. The party used taxpayer money to hire election campaign organisers under the guise that they were working as electorate officers, who are not meant to perform any political party work. The money has since been repaid by the party. And the police officer responsible for the fatal shooting of 40-year-old Australian Justine Damond in Minneapolis last July has been charged in court. She has called police to her home to report a suspected sexual assault near her property when the incident occurred. Mohammed Noor had his bail set at $514,000 and was charged with third-degree murder, carrying a maximum 25-year maximum prison term, and second-degree manslaughter with a maximum 10-year sentence. Overseas now, and President Moon Jae-in of South Korea has considered the possibility of joining the planned meeting of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump, which he said would be a momentous event in world history. The two leaders are planning to meet in the demilitarised zone between the two Koreas in late April. To sport now, and Western Bulldogs AFLW captain Katie Brennan will miss Saturday's grand final against Brisbane after her appeal against a rough conduct charge was dismissed. Brennan was banned for a sling tackle on Melbourne's Harriet Cordner in the Round 7 match, but her legal counsel argued her penalty was discriminatory and that a male AFL player would not receive the same consequences. It's currently 18 degrees in the city. That's all the news for now. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
Thanks.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was really, sorry, we were doing a lot of hand signals as you were wrapping up there. I really wanted to like play off what you just said in the news, and I'm like, oh, I missed the last 5 seconds of that. So if someone wants to text in what Valentina just said, no, it's okay. It's 7 o'clock.
It is.
Mads, what does that mean?
It is time for... an hour of power.
My headphones work.
Oh, yes.
Yay.
They were plugged in the wrong thing
indeed.
All morning. Yeah.
This week, guys, we're going to be talking about Marielle Franco. She was a councilwoman in Brazil, 38 years old, a Brazilian feminist, activist, lesbian and single mother. And last week she was actually assassinated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that took a dark turn.
You were like, oh, well. You have my attention now. So obviously in Brazil, she's from Rio de Janeiro. It's a little bit difficult for her to be outspoken about certain political topics and humanitarian topics and things like that. But she was, and she was actually on her way back from speaking in an event called Young Black Women, who are changing power structures. And on that drive home, both her and the driver were shot dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
However, I think it is really, really important that we don't necessarily focus on the assassination, but focus on... the legacy of her life, essentially. Because the more research I did, she was really cool. Mm. Like, she did some amazing stuff. So she was raised in northern Rio de Janeiro, in a slum, and she spent most of her life there. In 1998, she gave birth to her first and only child, and she raised her daughter alone whilst working as a preschool teacher on minimum wage. And then in the year 2000, one of her friends got shot dead by a stray bullet, and that was the incident that drove her to start working in human rights activism. By 2002, she was on a scholarship to a Catholic university, and she completed a master's degree in public administration. And her thesis was on law enforcement, on the law enforcement program to retake control of the city's favelas from gangs. Yeah, she did some really great things. And then later on, she went to work with the state representative, Marcelo Freixo.
I'm not going to correct you because no. I would have no idea.
No. It's also very difficult to read off a screen while you're... got a microphone in your face. and she became his consult, and she coordinated the state legislators committee for the defense of human rights and citizenship. In 2016, she ran for a seat in the Rio de Janeiro City Council in multiple elections and received 46,500 votes. She was... So then she became one of the 51 people elected, and that rating, that vote total, was in the top five, with more than 1,500 candidates. So that's pretty cool.
Whoa.
But she fought against gender violence and for reproductive rights and for the rights of the residents. And she had an 18-year-old daughter, and had been with her partner for about 18 or 19 years. Yeah, so it's pretty, pretty crazy. And she also chaired the Women's Defence Commission.
To do this all, like, especially in a country like Brazil, which has gone under a lot of, like, political turmoil, like, obviously in the last... however many years.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense. And especially, would you have heard of this this lady had she not been in the news in the last week?
That's the thing, though, because I've mentioned it to a couple of people since, and they haven't heard about the assassination.
I didn't know until you mentioned it.
I think I saw it on Now This on...
Oh, wow.
On Facebook. Mm. And that was the only reason why I knew, and then I looked it up, and then I think there was a post from The Guardian... but yeah,
so it kind of like went under the radar and like didn't really get talked about.
And yeah, you were like reading about it. There's no way she shouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
Good thing that we have the whole of Melbourne listening to this show, so we can get the word out.
Yeah. Of Australia.
But it's
and the world if you're listening online.
But that's incredible. That's amazing. Like hope, like you can only hope that everything that she, like, kind of stood for and got her message out and it is things like that, that her message is able to be spread of... Ooh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's really pretty intense. Crazy. And especially just because it doesn't seem like her assassination has been at all validated or taken that seriously. It's you kind of tend to think that if this had happened to someone else or in another country, it would be all over the news.
Mm-hmm. I guess the only thing you can really... hope for, and there's no like this. It's really tough to find any kind of silver linings with any kind of tragedy. But similar to the early aspect of her story about it being the change because of her friend dying from a stray bullet, you'd hope that maybe that is also the inspiration for someone else to try and make a change and stand on the shoulders of giants, as they would say.
Never heard that expression.
Really? Well, no. It's very common. but we'll be continuing this conversation just after this. But coming up next, it is Yves Caridas. I hope I pronounced that right. How'd I go, ladies?
Caridas? I'm not sure. She Yves changed her name.
All right, we'll go Yves Caridas.
Yves the Behaviour. So
Further than the planes fly. This is Sin 90.7. You're on Get Cereal with Mads, Korn and Eddie. So then you gotta be mine,
and if you want a good... Welcome back. You're listening to Sin 90.7 on Get Cereal with Mads, Korn and Eddie. We are in our hour of power.
Ooh.
Yeah, in the midst. Girls.
We do love saying in the midst of.
In the midst.
In the midst. Say it so many times
ladies
it
in the
no
midst.
Longer sounds like a word. So our Hour of Power lady this week is Marielle Franco. Mm-hmm. And so coming off the discussion that we just had around what she's done both in her personal and professional life, we're going to be having a little bit of a discussion about how your life experiences can influence your career choices mm-hmm. or your decisions later on in life. And couldn't you get a little bit of something to say?
Sure do. Yeah, I guess we're inspired by how she experienced the death of her friend in 2000 to get into human rights. Which is, I think, definitely a difficult thing for her in that environment, you know, to get involved with something as political as politics.
Yes.
And, you know, to stand up and make these changes, particularly from the background she was in, you know, worked in childcare, I think you were saying, Mads, or, you know.
Yeah, primary teaching. Yeah.
So to be bold enough to stand up and want to make those differences within such an environment like Brazil. Want to change her life and change the lives of people around her. It's pretty damn inspiring, I'd say.
And for something so tragic, like, mm-hmm. I think that when someone is faced with a situation or an experience or something that's really, really, really tragic, they mm-hmm. can either use that to let their life slip away mm-hmm. or they use that as fuel to overcome it and to make things better. And I think that's definitely what she's done.
It's pretty insane. And this, a lot of this comes down to, I guess, moments in life that kind of set you on a certain path. Mm-hmm. And you can never really, like, you're never really totally certain of if it's the correct one or not, but there's, and you never really know that, like, something life-changing has happened to you until way, way, way past the point.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the obvious, but to have the kind of character and the fortitude to continue to persevere is a quality that a lot of the ladies that we've highlighted share. And the reason why you highlight those things is because it's not as common as you think. There's a lot of things that a lot of these women have gone through that I have no doubt I probably wouldn't be able to deal with and probably wouldn't probably freak out. You know, there's I can't really imagine growing up in Brazil and in the midst of all that and constantly having a target on your back. But she stood up for what she believed in. That's kind of what's important, and that's I think a lot of the message that we're getting across. But have you what I kind of wanted to discuss is, like, do you think that with these decisions and these major impacting moments, such as, you know, her friend absolute tragedy passing away, and that kind of, like, setting her on a path to change other people's lives,
mm-hmm.
Would you say that is ultimately, like, a net positive kind of thing? Because it's like, would she have done the same thing had that never happened? It's really the kind of like a...
I think she's turned a very negative situation into a positive one, because in turn, her making that decision to get into human rights activism, like, it would have inspired and affected the lives of so many other people. And so I think in that way, it's kind of like a domino effect. So mm-hmm. something's affected her, and then she's been able to positively impact the lives of so many people. So I think, as sad as it is with her friend passing away and now her, it would have impacted so many people in a positive light. And I'm imagining that in the slums of Brazil, that would mean the hell of the world to them. Like, that it would be huge.
Yeah.
Especially to have someone, like, a female presence mm-hmm. as well.
And to kind of climb and really set yourself apart. Well, this is kind of what we're discussing and I guess going forward and moments that have kind of changed your life and being able to take a positive spin on it. So feel free to share your stories on the text line that we handed out earlier in the day. But we will be throwing to a quick song. If you did want to text us in, however... if you do want to text us in, it's 0447-519-170. But coming up next, we have a double track for you. We have Florence and the Machine with their track Strangeness and Charm. This is Sin 90.7. You're on Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie.
Good morning, I'm Valentina Griesheimer with the 7:30 Sin News headlines. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has apologised for what he calls a major breach of trust over the Cambridge Analytica scandal. saying the social media platform failed in its basic responsibility to protect users' information. The Australian Labor Party has been found to have misused $388,000 in taxpayer funds during the 2014 election campaign, after they were found using the money to hire election campaign organisers under the guise that they were working as electorate officers. And Mohammed Noor, the police officer responsible for the fatal shooting of Australian 40-year-old Justine Damond, has been charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. The shooting occurred after she called police to her house suspecting a sexual assault near her property last year. Overseas now, and President Moon Jae-in of South Korea has considered the possibility of joining the planned meeting of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump, which he said would be a momentous event in world history. To sport now, and Western Bulldogs AFLW captain Katie Brennan will miss Saturday's grand final against Brisbane after her appeal against a rough conduct charge was dismissed. It's currently 18 degrees in the city, and that's all the news for now. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
Well, Valentina.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a game, a new game, that we're going to call, for now, the Valentina Roundtable. It's a working title. It's a working title. Next week we'll probably have something better. Mm-hmm. But the game this week is I have three articles that I found during your news segment.
Yes.
Two of them are real.
Okay.
One of them is not real. We are putting your journalistic skills to the test. I'm going to read the headlines. Ladies, yep. Feel free to jump in and assist at any time.
Although yeah, you guys can guess too.
No one has read these except for me. So, number one. Man didn't poop for 37 days and may never be able to control his bodily functions again. Okay. Number two.
Yep.
That should have been number two.
there's a real opportunity missed there. Number two. Bride has to admit it'd be pretty exciting if someone objected at her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Number three. McDonald's Big Mac record holder on pace to eat 30,000 by May.
Wait, one person?
Yeah. Yeah, one day.
Yeah. Wait, for 1 month?
I think it's like he will have his 30,000 burger by May.
In general.
I don't know.
Not that that's not important.
We can't get into the semantics of the article.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So how many of these are true?
So two of them are true.
Two
of them are true. One of them is hopefully not true.
They're all as bad as each other, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great game. I'm telling you what. Valentina Roundtable is going to sweep the nation.
Which one did you think of? Have you thought of one, or you've just...
No. I didn't have enough time, unfortunately. But so I have searched... two that are definitely real from quote-unquote reputable news sources.
Yeah, right.
And then one from a 100% satirical website.
Right, okay. I was like, how did you think of those? Okay. Yeah. Hmm.
What was the second one? The bride?
So
it would be funny if someone objected.
Bride has to admit it would be exciting if someone objected at wedding.
I think I'm going to say that one is false.
Is false.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that too. Yeah. 37 days, though. That's a long time.
Yeah. Man didn't poop for 37 days and may never be able to control his bodily functions again. I'm sorry. That's true. That's a tragedy.
I really hope that should happen.
Mm. Yeah.
No, you know what? I'm going to say that one. Because I feel like 37 days, like, you would surely just...
I would have thought you'd die.
Something would happen.
That's what I would have thought too.
Yeah.
I would have thought
you
would have died.
Elvis?
I don't know.
No, he died on the toilet.
Yeah, but it was because he couldn't.
I thought he had a heart attack or something.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I'm not an Elvis expert. But no. Back to Valentina Roundtable. We are getting sidetracked.
Could you imagine if none of us were right?
I'm going to lock in B, Eddie.
Yeah.
I'm looking to lock in A.
Lock in A. McDonald's Big Mac Red Hotter on pace to eat 30,000 by May was true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're doing this a bit different.
Yeah.
Man didn't poop for 37 days and may never be able to control his bodily functions again. Ah, seriously, tragedy. Shouldn't laugh. It's true.
Oh,
meaning, bride has to admit, it would be pretty exciting if someone objected at a wedding. Is false. That is definitely a satirical article.
Probably a bit of a leading headline because it sounds a bit satirical.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. But this is a fun game. We found a new fun game and we're going to be doing it every week. But the most important thing here is that your journalistic integrity is intact.
Done so the research.
I'm definitely going to keep listening to the news by Valentina because I don't, you know.
We know it's got to be true.
And we know you've got the nose for this stuff. Ooh. So that was a good waste of pretty much that entire segment time. I thought that was going to be much shorter. But it's now time for another song.
Oh, amazing.
What do we have coming up, Korn?
Oh, you have dogged the... You've
dogged
it over, haven't
you?
Actually...
So essentially, the song that we have coming up, I wasn't correct on the pronunciation, so
I've done a bit of googling,
handballed it.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a dirty, not even Hercules.
Yeah,
okay, so but Mads, what is it?
This is fantastic radio.
Nairi.
Or if you want to hear a man say it,
Nairi.
Mm. Okay, well that was Wikipedia.
Yeah, and this Nairi, is Nairi, you're a god, so we appreciate your work.
This is Nairi with Dirty Hercules featuring Napalm. And Napalm's from Hiatus Coyote, so that's where you recognise that voice.
Oh.
This is Sin 90.7. This is Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sin 90.7 on Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie. We just had a little bit of a game, didn't we, guys? A new one.
We did.
A new game.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I did say working title.
Yes.
That is something that I did mention. And I've already changed the title again. So we did have Valentina Roundtable, but it is Valentina Griesheimer is the full name. And so I'm changing it to Grease Lightning Round. And I want to throw that to our loyal listeners and the people. And I want you to vote. And
get
I want you to let us know. I want you to jump on the socials at Get Serial on Facebook. I want you to let us know which one's better. You can text in with your votes as well. We'll count all of them.
Insta
story. This isn't just a paper ballot that you can vote on. You can vote on many of these.
Mm-hmm.
I'm voting for Grease Lightning Round because it's a better name.
Yeah.
I came up with both of them, so it's a win-win situation for me. So I don't mind. So if you want to text us in, 0447-519-170, vote 1, Valentina Griesheimer, Grease Lightning Round. That's all I'm saying. I'm politically campaigning right now.
Wow.
Yeah. I believe in Greece. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. We'll move on. But coming up now, we are playing a bit of a throwback game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Girl Misunderstood. How do we play that?
Well, you can text us in. You can get us on our socials. And otherwise, we'll be sharing some stories of some moments where we have grossly misunderstood a saying or a concept, and it's left us quite ashamed. A little bit rosy in the cheeks.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've got many.
Or just something to laugh about.
Yeah.
We love a good laugh.
We laugh.
So, Korn, you've got some?
I do. One is actually from you.
Oh, amazing.
Last week, if, you know, all of our listeners, you know, long-time fans, we'll remember that our Hour of Power was kind of about trailblazers, you know, like when you've paved the way and done some really rad things. Me and Mads were discussing it the night before, just, you know, like, oh, yeah, it's about trailblazers, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And then proceeded to tell me she thought trailblazers were a type of blazer, like a type of jacket.
Oh, Lord.
No, incorrect. I thought it was like a penguin suit. You know how it's got like the trail?
A tuxedo.
Yeah, because it's like, got like piano? The trail on a blazer. And I was like, yeah.
Pianist.
But I just don't understand why we're talking about it in the Hour of Power. Like, it's a blazer. Get over it.
Oh, that's not good.
Mm. Do you have one, Mads?
I do. I'm embarrassed to say that it came from me. I would like to preface this by saying that I have terrible hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I frequently mishear things.
That was a
misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
This was a mishearing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're sitting in my lounge room few weeks ago, and you were there, Korn.
Yeah, I experienced this also.
Couple of my housemates were there, and I can't remember what we were talking about, but my old housemate, Taylor, said... You're a lobster amongst prawns.
What?
So apparently that's a saying, and we were talking about, like, weird sayings and how sometimes... Older people
can't
will
you
say,
just say you're like a bigger fish in a pond or something? Like, can't you just?
I think it's that inspired.
Yeah, well,
but...
sure.
Or is it like you're the opposite of the ugly duckling?
Well, it's
you're a bit bigger, but
you're
uglier.
Much more beautiful than all these other ducklings.
Possibly, but I was quite animated after hearing this, and I was like, "Yeah, what?" And everyone was just like, "Dude, like, get over it. It's not that big of a deal." But I was like, "You're a lobster in your mum's prawns."
Ah, oh, that's not.
And
good.
Yeah, so it could have meant something completely different and not okay. I'm not here to judge, but if you do that, I'm going to judge you.
Yeah, well, that's not right.
It's not right.
That's not right. You should work on that listening thing.
It's not the listening, it's the act of hearing. I think my eardrums have just been blown off it.
And the way you can practice is by listening back to our podcast that we have online, Get Serial. And you can kind of just... You kind of just listen to it, have a bit of a vibe. Sorry, we need to plug the podcast more.
Yeah.
It's just really good, guys.
You were just listening for a plug,
yeah.
Weren't you?
Yeah.
Well, coming up next, we do have a few things. We will be continuing Girl Misunderstood because I have a treasure trove of fantastic little goodies.
Goodies.
Well, there you go. goodies. Treasure trove. That's not good. You don't want to say that on air. Talk about timing. All about the segues today. But coming up next, we have You by Lastlings. This is Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie. Yeah, thanks.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. That was our Lastlings with You. You're on Sin 90.7 with Mads, Korn and Eddie. Eddie.
Oh, I like the way you said that. That was fun.
Sing it out.
Hello. Hello.
Sorry, go on.
Girl, you've been misunderstood.
Yeah, girl.
What's happened, Eddie?
So, this is, unfortunately, I thought we were all picking other people this week, but again, I'm choosing me.
Okay, yeah, I'm Matt Sidhu.
Yeah,
I did also Matt, so it's fine.
This is fine. So,
thank you.
I'm not the best with sayings and with... trying to get my point across. And when I was trying to make a pretty specific, important point at work as like a, you know, we need to do this appropriately because this will help you in your, you know, future endeavors. You're only like shooting yourself in the foot if you don't do this. And I said, it's just having another quiver in your bow, which makes no sense whatsoever. That'd be like shooting the bow with your ammo pack. And it's like, that's the quiver is what holds the arrows, is essentially.
I didn't know what a quiver was, so I was okay.
Well, yeah. So essentially, it's like having another quiver in your bow makes zero sense whatsoever. And everyone kind of stood there and it totally ruins any point that you have made up until then because you just sound like an idiot. And so it's like, why am I taking advice from this fool who doesn't even know his medieval weapons? Like, this is absurd. And then I think I got it from my father, who not less than a week later...
Got it from my father.
Who not less than a week set later tried to explain to me in a situation that, you know, I guess would be if the shoe fits, essentially. He was trying to say if the shoe fits.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, what came out of his mouth was, if the shoe foots. So... Kind of still makes sense.
How else would a shoe?
It could it could nub. I don't know.
I'm not here to discriminate.
Yeah, that's fine. So that's essentially my story. I needed to get them off my chest because it's been bugging me, and I'm going to be trying. So if you need another quiver in your bow, that's all me. Just for this embarrassment, I'm going to throw to another song, and we've got "Dead Fox" by Courtney Barnett.
You're listening to Sin 90.7.
Good morning, I'm Valentina Grieshammer with your 8 o'clock Sin News Bulletin. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has apologised for what he calls a major breach of trust over the Cambridge Analytica scandal, saying the social media platform failed in its basic responsibility to protect users' information. The London-based political research company used data from Facebook users' personal profiles to target political advertising during the 2016 US election campaign. Going forward, Zuckerberg says Facebook will be adjusting news feeds to protect users' information. The Australian Labor Party has been found to have misused $388,000 in taxpayer funds during the 2014 election campaign. The party used taxpayer money to hire election campaign organisers under the guise that they were working as electorate officers, who were not meant to perform any political party work. And the police officer responsible for the fatal shooting of 40-year-old Australian Justine Damond last July has been charged in court. She had called police to her home in Minneapolis to report a suspected sexual assault near her property when the incident occurred. Mohammed Noor had his bail set at $514,000 and was charged with third-degree murder, carrying a maximum 25-year sentence. Overseas now, and President Moon Jae-in of South Korea has considered the possibility of joining the planned meeting of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump, which he said would be a momentous event in world history. The two leaders are planning to meet in the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas in late April. To sport now, and Western Bulldogs AFLW captain Katie Brennan will miss Saturday's grand final against Brisbane after her appeal against a rough conduct charge was dismissed. Brennan was banned for a sling tackle on Melbourne's Harriet Cordner in the Round 7 match, but her legal counsel argued her penalty was discriminatory and that a male AFL player would not receive the same consequences. That's all the news for now. It's currently 18 degrees in the city. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
Welcome back. You're listening to Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie. And what you heard just before the news was Courtney Barnett with Dead Fox, followed by, after the news, Camp Dogs with The Well. Yes. And welcome back. So we are welcomed here in the studio today with Oliver and Kayla of Tales of the Watchmen. Witchman. Like, oh, sorry, I'm bad at reading. I don't have my sunnies. I don't have my glasses. Oh, my God. Oh, this morning. Oh, what is happening to me? Good morning. Welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah. So you guys have a show coming up.
Yeah. Yes. I think so.
For the comedy festival. Well, you think so?
Oh, no, we do.
Yeah, no, yeah, we definitely do.
It's definitely there. We're booked in, for sure. Oh, yeah.
There will be an audience there. Your attendance is still subject to availability. Okay, we'll see. We'll see if you're free that night.
Got to see if I can get off work first.
Tell us a little bit about the show.
Oh, man.
You go first, Oliver.
Okay. So it's called The Tales of Witchmen. There's...
You sure? Just double check.
Sure.
Tales of Richmond or something like that.
It's up in the air at the moment. There's a witch, and she has stolen the princess.
Ooh.
And
Princess Sue.
Princess Sue.
Very classy name.
Sue.
Princess Sue.
Yeah. Best name for princess. Sue. And the king has enlisted the help of the best knight in the land, or the only knight available.
He's ranked 76. all the knights were busy that night.
So, and also the help of his squire and a priest. And then they have to go and save the
Where's the rabbi?
Again, busy. We had
a priest, a squire, and a knight walk into a bar.
And sort of after that, that's sort of the first 10 minutes of the show where we introduce the characters, and then chaos sort of just ensues, and there's a lot of twists and turns which we didn't expect.
We really, really didn't expect.
And so I don't think the audience will expect what's happening. It's a good time slot for a 10 p.m. show for a very absurd, chaotic little thing that we've created.
It wouldn't work in an early time slot.
People wouldn't be ready. You know, a bit more tired.
A little bit.
Having experienced the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, ready to see something weird and then to go to bed and have the strangest dreams that they've ever had in their
life. Exactly.
And that's really the goal of this show. Get people having the strangest dreams they could possibly have.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you guys kind of, how you guys met and decided to put this show together.
Well, we actually went to uni together in Ballarat, doing the acting course that they have for the arts campus. And
you sound very confused. I'm not sure what's real anymore. No, we met. Yeah, so first year uni, and we were in class together, and he was weird and I was weird, and I think that mutual weirdness, it was so weird and great.
How best friends come together.
Yeah, exactly.
How they should come together. Yeah,
and so we found out and discovered through working together at uni that we play well together, which is really nice. And that
it's always positive.
We like to make people laugh, and we make each other laugh. So then the creation of the show, I think Oliver had the initial idea.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of just fell into it. I'm like, yep, witches, I'm in.
Someone better take credit for it, because otherwise I'm going to.
I did it all. No. My mum wrote the whole thing.
And she made us do it. We don't want to do it.
No.
It's
Oliver,
actually a drama.
It's supposed to be really
sad.
People
keep laughing and we're in this festival. I don't know what it is.
No, Oliver sort of came up with the initial concept of it, and then it sort of, we didn't really have anything fully written or scripted in, but we sort of just placed ourselves in certain situations and created characters from that. So the characters are a combination of us, and so that's why they're so strange.
I think my favourite character is a character called Cabbage Gal. And she just wears a cabbage on her head and sells cabbages.
And, she sounds great.
Yeah, she's got quite an emotional backstory.
Yeah.
Which I don't think we want to reveal.
Raised by turnips.
No, we don't want to reveal.
Cast aside by carrots.
It's heavy stuff.
Weirder than that,
Oh, okay. All right, sounds like my kind of show.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to be at the Comedy Festival, obviously.
Yes.
Is this your kind of first time appearing at the comedy show? Have you guys done a few shows in Ballarat before? Is this a debut to stage?
Not to stage. This is our first comedy fest. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I've not done it before.
No, I haven't done it before.
Well, I haven't.
Yes,
been.
It's our first comedy fest.
Can you tell?
Carry the two.
Oliver's done some fringe shows, but this is sort of our first comedy festival gig together.
Yeah.
We've done some other shows
Kayla. Kayla did a David Williamson show, like the first show
on
the 50th anniversary of La Mama, called Credentials. And
I didn't forget about that at all.
All right.
I just wanted him to make a big deal of it.
A little bit. I kind of did a little bit. But so we're familiar with stage.
We've been around.
We've seen things. But yeah, our first comedy festival show, and it's at the Butterfly Club.
Correct.
27th of March until the 1st of April. I just want to point out that I have been looking into Oliver's eyes this entire time,
so
he confirms all the dates for me. And we're at 10 p.m.
Every night.
So,
late hour.
Yeah.
Get comfy. Settle in.
The night owls come out.
Well, we'll be with you guys just after a double check. We're going to head to two songs, and then we'll be joined for the second half of the interview. But coming up next, we do have Own Life feat. Anderson Park by Vindata. This is Sin 90.7. You're on Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie.
Welcome back to Get Serial. You're listening to Sin 90.7 with Mads, Korn and Eddie. We are currently joined by Oliver and Kayla from Tales of Witchmen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're still here.
Yes, hello. Was that a bit mysterious?
Yeah, a bit witchy, maybe. Oh, no, not at all, actually.
Not witchy.
No. Anyway. Oh, I can't find the questions. There they are. I'm paddling, if you haven't noticed. That's why it was a bit iffy there.
I'll ask Kayla a question.
Yes, oh, sure. Oliver. Hi.
Hey, Kayla.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
How's the radio going?
The radio has been phenomenal.
Really professional.
Kudos to you, gang, right here.
It's really good.
Really accommodating. They gave us swivel chairs. Swivel chairs.
Listen to this.
We repeat.
Swivel chairs.
You hear that? Can't hear it because I'm swiveling.
Oh, you don't have a swivel chair. Sorry, they just gave me a swivel chair.
I just have a normal four-legged chair.
Yeah,
we're not trying to play favourites.
I'm sorry, but at the same time, wink.
We've
had to explain it because this is radio.
Yes. Guys, I've had a bit of a read of your media release.
Okay.
Fantastic.
It says you come in skidding on razor scooters. I'd like to get a confirm or deny. Razor scooters in the show. Not here today, unfortunately.
I should have. But they're
downstairs. Yeah, it would have been risky.
Yeah. Can confirm.
Oh, great.
Razor scooter.
Pink. That brand as
Pink?
Well?
Yeah.
Of course. Is there any
home brand scooter?
Yes, and it is decorated with its own stickers. Thank you very much. Monsters University, if anybody's really... That's turning not... up the volume. I'm like, ooh, Razor Scooter.
That's saucy. Yeah. That's not that old of a movie, though.
I know. It was just the first lot of stickers I saw in the $2 shop.
Stole.
I steal things, everybody. I'm actually on the run.
It's been a real big problem for the show, actually. Yeah. Kayla just keeps stealing the props. I'm like, where are the props? And Kayla's like, no.
Sorry.
How many ankle injuries have occurred from these scooters?
Oh, yesterday. There was just this moment where, you know, when you lift it up and it swings? You don't know what direction it's swinging. And it just went a little...
Yeah,
right on me ankle.
Yeah, always.
And I saw a bright white light for a couple of seconds, mm-hmm. and then I started weeping internally because it just was so painful.
Yeah,
it really is.
Metal on ankle is not good.
No. Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things, no matter what you do, you can't get out of the way.
Exactly.
Jackie Chan will be able to get out of the way. No one.
And you can't really be angry at anything but yourself, because you can't blame the Razor Scooter, because it's a Razor Scooter, guys.
Can't do anything wrong.
Yeah, but apart from that, we've been pretty safe. OH&S and all that jazz.
Just got to start, strapping the ankles.
Yeah, strapping the ankles, knee pads, elbow pads, helmet, all
good.
That.
Safe.
Yeah.
Well done. Bubble wrap around the shoes.
Bubble wrap.
On the shoes, it's
a bit on the shoes and then all the way up the legs. I'm just actually
wrapped in bubble wrap the entire show. So,
wow,
that's a big reveal.
It's not even part of your character. You're just really cautious.
I'm just a big fan of bubble wrap.
Roll around, popping.
Yes, so satisfying.
Oh, great. So is this like show inspired by other fairy tales? Yes, obviously. But like, what angle of it kind of inspired such a? I wrote piss take. I don't know if that's a bit offensive to you guys, but.
Not offensive at all. I kind of like it. Get a bit of a thrill. What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? I guess that it is a bit. It's got all those stock characters.
Yeah, they're comics.
Cabbage Gal.
Of course, yeah, I love her.
But like King, Witch, Princess, Knight, Squire, Priest.
Yeah, and I suppose we've just flipped them. There's all those heroic characters that we've got, and of course the evil villain. But then we just have flipped them in ways that we don't even understand.
Yeah.
And so it's been kind of interesting playing with those those stock characters and seeing what we can do with them, which has been really cool. And then adding some very strange characters in there as well. Like we've got Owen Megan, who is a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
And he is fabulous. He's a lot of fun.
And he's German.
Which is
also great.
Which is extra fun.
I was under the impression that vampires only came from Transylvania.
Yeah.
Is there an accent
We're breaking boundaries. Ooh. Is there an accent? Of course, isn't really it?
Breaking news.
Vampires really come from Germany as well, folks. Just Transylvania, whatever the word is, and Germany.
Just exclusively.
Yeah.
And also in your media release, it says that you like reading Goosebumps in your mum's basement.
I think that was specifically you.
Yeah.
What's your favourite one? And are you going to turn one story into like a...
Yeah. So I've been working for the past, I want to say, 7.5 years.
Ooh,
transcribing the Goosebumps books into radio plays. So I just have, I just record them on my phone. I call myself on another phone I have.
You are so
weird. And I just record it like that. And I record it through, this isn't real, by the way, this is just a joke.
I was hoping you could do some for us.
No, I mean, like, I would love to. Here it is.
No, it's not Maddie's.
This is the show, guys.
This is the show. Welcome to our show.
Utter confusion from the audience.
Yeah. I want to keep hearing. Yes, you call yourself.
I call myself on my other phone because I have two phones, of course. And I just read out usually every second word in the Goosebumps book.
Okay.
And it makes a great story.
And then it's not copyright because it's every second word.
It's perfect. Great. Oh. No problem.
Is Goosebumps the one where you get to choose your own ending?
Yes.
Oh. Is that...
It makes it difficult to do for a radio play. But I found it works.
Wait, is Goosebumps the one where, like, this happened to a friend of a friend of mine? Or am I thinking of something
different? Oh, no, but I do remember. That was like a cartoon.
Yeah.
It
was some... Real Monsters.
No. It's not like Grizzly
Who
Tales.
Who even are you?
No.
It was something.
Was it Grizzly Tales? Is it that
yes.
one?
Oh, yes. Oh, Grizzly Tales. Yes. Yes.
For gruesome kids, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that creepy as dude at the start?
I loved it. It's happened to a friend of a friend of mine. Yeah. Such a good catchphrase.
I used to have this really, really bad joke when I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
And I used to use that joke that I used to, happened to a friend of mine. And then I was like, me. Because I'm friends with my friends and my friends are friends with me. So I'm just talking about myself.
That's quite complex for an 8-year-old. Yeah. Fantastic.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to be making a joke about
it's been
you
all downhill since then.
Highlight at 8. Ooh.
Love it.
So give us a sell. Where can we hear this show at? What are you going to be, you know, the Goosebumps inspired?
Inspired by Goosebumps.
Also not much inspired by Goosebumps. There's bits of Goosebumps in it.
Oh, wow.
Not actually, though, but it'd be lovely if there was, mm-hmm. because then we could sell it like that.
How are we selling it?
Come
to our show. Yeah.
Come to our
Have
show.
Have we convinced you? No.
If we wanted to rock up, where could we find out more about where to find tickets?
Oh, you mean
a website?
Like location and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, because those are details people need. I get it now.
It's a pop-up show. Everyone gets a text 5 minutes beforehand.
Yeah. Everybody
Frankston now.
In the world gets a text. Most of them won't understand it at all, and they'll just, you know, okay.
Big turnout, yeah.
Yeah, just my parents. So you can hop onto the Butterfly Club website, and mm-hmm. that'll have a list of all the incredible shows that are happening at the Comedy Festival.
Butterflyclub.com.
You can also look in the wee little, it's not that small, the Comedy Festival
brochure.
Magazine.
Little A2 size brochure, yes.
Which is, yes, okay, it's not very little. you can also hop onto Facebook and follow the Hearsay Theatre Group or follow the event, The Tales of Witchmen,
mm-hmm.
and that'll give you details such as the location. We're at the Butterfly Club at 10 p.m. from the 27th of March to the 1st of April.
Every night.
Ooh.
Come along.
Yes. Mm.
Please. Hopefully without too much padding.
Yes. The audience don't need to wear protective gear. I mean, you can, because that would be kind of thrilling to have an audience filled with bubble wrap.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe front row
don't.
Only.
Yeah. Just the front row.
In case the race scooter gets away from you.
Just in case I feel like doing a bit of a crowd surf and, you know, landing on the front
with the
audience.
Scooter.
Yeah, with the scooter. Oof. I can do this. Just also on a side note, we've been directed by the fabulous Jordan Barr, who is very funny, and she has been brilliant in helping us be our best selves.
Oh,
very best.
Shout out, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan. She's got a show on it's called How to Be Sexy, which is also at the Butterfly Club.
And it's from the 6th of April to the 15th of April.
You can see both shows.
Yes,
you can see both of them.
But that's at the Butterfly Club too, so check that out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Butterfly Club getting a lot of press.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll tell you that much.
She'll be paying us later.
A few weeks ago, they were just the Caterpillar.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You find your show, Mads.
Insects.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, guys.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
I
hope all goes really well with the show. We'll try and pop down to check it out ourselves. Coming up next, we do have a couple tracks for you before the 8:30 news,
mm-hmm.
And it is Flower Truck with their track Sunshower.
C90.7.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has apologised for what he calls a major breach of trust over the Cambridge Analytica scandal, saying the social media platform failed in its basic responsibility to protect users' information. The Australian Labor Party has been found to have misused $388,000 in taxpayer funds during the 2014 election campaign, after they were found using the money to hire election campaign organisers under the guise that they were working as electorate officers. And Mohammed Noor, the police officer responsible for the fatal shooting of Australian 40-year-old Justine Damond, has been charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. The shooting occurred after she called police to her house suspecting a sexual assault near her property last year. Overseas now, and President Moon Jae-in of South Korea has considered the possibility of joining the planned meeting of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and President Trump, which he said would be a momentous event in world history. To sport now, and Western Bulldogs AFLW captain Katie Brennan will miss Saturday's grand final against Brisbane after her appeal against a rough conduct charge was dismissed. It's currently 18 degrees in the city. That's all the news for now. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
Well, thank you very much, Valentina, or Grace Lightning. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
What we have coming up now is our Odd Pod section of the week. And this week it was my turn to do our little Odd Pod. I'm not sure if we actually said the two words on air last week. I think we did briefly. No, we did. Sorry, what am I talking about? Because I had to do the podcast.
I've just forgotten them since.
Yeah. So essentially, I was mildly excited to do this one, because it was, the two words was sketch and ideal. Sketch ideal. So I was thinking like stand-up, like maybe like stand-up, like skit comedy, sketch comedy, you know, something a bit fun and
interesting. Yeah, because we were thinking Bob Ross, weren't we?
Yeah, and we were also thinking like Bob Ross as well. It was not that. it was not that, and not interesting to say the least. And if I could hearken back to an earlier campaign and have a bit of rants in my pants, it seems that I am getting the short straw of a lot of these podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
And
had it.
I'm not sure if these are random words at all, but I digress. So, what we had was day 4 of 21 days to build a better brand. Right, that's the podcast I had.
Oh, so you're in part 4 of 21
So parts. I was in part 4 of 21 days to build a better brand. So I'm thinking, cool, okay, sweet, I'm going to be the next Yeezy. I'll be selling plain white tees for $300. Awesome. What do I need to know? So I've missed days 1 to 3. That's okay. I'm a quick learner. I'll catch up. No stress. Easy done. He's challenging me to take control of my brand step by step in 3 simple weeks to build a solid foundation for my brand. Apparently, in the previous episode, I'd worked on my manifesto. I had not, but we'll put one together quickly. So I'm sharing my values. That's what a manifesto is. I'm sharing my company values. He did strongly suggest, if we hadn't heard it, to go back and listen to that episode. But my manifesto is get rich or die trying. All right? So that's what we're going on the basis of. So, 1, this is all in the podcast, by the way. I'm following the steps that it has told me to follow. So, by any means, if you have any questions about how to build a better band, holler at your boy. And so, 1, manifesto. What does my company stand for? Making money while doing as little work as possible, preferably none whatsoever. So, 2, who is your ideal client? Who do I want as a client? Someone with lots of money and willing to give it to me for free. No questions asked. So I'm knocking this out of the park so far. I'm answering all these questions. This is fine.
I sense a pattern.
Yeah, I know. 3, he was talking about in this podcast how he has a picture of a woman hanging up on his wall that isn't his wife. So, you know, And then and he goes on to talk about what she does, and he eventually explains that he is her ideal client. Kind of weird, but we'll go with it. I have put up on my wall Bill Gates. But,
to buy your Yeezy keys.
Yes, yes. But it is a version of Bill Gates that owes me something. Kind of like I'm blackmailing him, but I'm not, because that would be illegal. It's like it, but it's not. It's just a version of Bill Gates that owes me something. That's what I have put up on my wall now. 4. 4. I did zone out for about 10 minutes, but when I got back, he was talking about questions, about asking your clientele questions, asking questions about your clientele. There was a lot of talking like this and repeating yourself, and I imagine he was moving his hands quite a bit, like I am right now. So I'm pretty short on being mates with altruistic billionaires right now, but I do know a guy who knows a guy who won a $2 scratchy once, and he thinks that 4 and 20 pies have gotten smaller, and is a government conspiracy against the lower middle class. I haven't seen any evidence against that, so I can't say he's wrong. We made a connection, and these are the deep emotional connections we need to make to have loyal customers. And I wouldn't go so far to say as that business is good, but, well, I actually had to lend that guy money. But I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm feeling good about these things. So, in short, get rich or die trying. Thoughts? Because that was episode 4 of 21, so I'm sure if I keep growing, I'd be rich. But that would mean I'd have to try, and it's against our company ethos, so you can see where the conundrum lies. So what did you guys learn today? Because I felt like I learnt lots. And in 3 short weeks, I won't need this volunteer radio program.
We get paid a lot of money.
That's what's paying the bills right now.
Yeah.
The voluntary work. Yes.
Would you like to be partners? Who wants to be CFO? That's kind of what I'm getting at here.
What does Bill Gates owe you? I want to know that.
I can't say. Otherwise, that'd be against it. Then he wouldn't owe me anything. Yeah. Mm. And it's a version. Kind of like it's a version of Bill Gates. So I'm idolizing what my client I would like to be.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's a version of a billionaire that would owe me something significant.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think I'm like within that. I drifted in and out of this is
so I gave
this is what I heard, and this is now my life, and now I'm just really confused.
So I gave you a pretty good summary of what listening to that podcast was like.
Oh, because then you were talking like in first person. Like,
yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Well, this is my life now.
Okay. we're sorry that Oddpod has broken Eddie.
Well,
and now he has a slave to the dollar.
I'm a slave to the man. But if anyone wants to join me, by all means, text in. We can hook up. You can text us in at 0447-519-170 if you like my company ethos of literally doing as little as possible and getting paid as much money as possible.
I mean, that aspect of it, quite a good
just
deal.
Just ask the union
workers. That
seems
pretty appealing, doesn't it? You know?
I don't know if Yeezy has already gotten to, you know, like he's kind of owns that plain white tee with nothing on it field. I don't know if you can break into that.
I'm just saying there's...
But there are so many shades of white.
There are. There's barrister white.
You could go
white.
For a clotted cream.
Shell.
Clotted cream.
Clotted cream. It's the colour of my parents' house. Clotted
well, I'm
cream.
Just saying, the phone lines are lighting up for people that want to join me on my business venture. And in 3 short weeks, if I listen to any more of these episodes, it'd be fine.
Oh,
okay? So
it does sound a bit scary to... Big scary to join Eddie. But you might be making some penny and some quarters. And if that's not the best link we've ever heard... then that Bill Gates guy doesn't know anything.
That Bill Gates guy.
Only like the second richest man in the world.
No, but
he's not
Bill Gates, so it's that like Bill Gates.
It's a version of Bill Gates.
Yeah, yeah.
And this version of Bill Gates not only owes me something, but...
He owes you
Bill
a Gates, penny and some quarters, perhaps. Yes. Or you're going to be big and scary.
This is Get Serial with Mads Korn and Eddie on Sin 90.7.
Welcome back to Sin 90.7. You're listening to Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie.
Hey.
What you just heard
What's left
was was Penny and the Quarters, you and me. Mm-hmm. Eddie, a changed man since listening to last week's Odd Pod.
About to be a rich man.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Rich in character. Rich
I don't
character.
Like it. So, guys, I've looked them up.
Mm-hmm.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
it's your turn,
no,
isn't
it's your
it?
Turn.
It's my turn.
Yep. Yeah.
She's excited.
Hesitantly excited. Because I'm not sure. Okay. I'm just going to lay it out.
Mm-hmm.
Shower cart.
Shower cart. Oh,
IKEA.
If you get the same podcast I did 3 weeks ago, I'm going to be so happy
episode.
If it's going to be Leslie and the shower cart that they bought at Walmart and what they can do with it and their whole day leading up to that point because, oh my God, if you didn't understand what it's like having 3 kids and also trying to put a bathroom together, that's going to be your life for
Yay!
A week.
DIY.
Oh, whoa,
or,
got that
yeah,
off my chest.
That or I vote trip to IKEA. Gone wrong.
Sorry.
Shower in the cart.
Shower cart. Yeah. Nah, you got DIY again.
Or
I'm feeling DIY.
A shopping cart left in the rain.
Well, the only
a
other
journey,
one I thought it could
a
be
a spiritual journey
is like people that like race shopping carts or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's... who would make a podcast about that? Nah, you got DIY. Oh yeah. God.
Anyone can make a podcast, and that's why there are so many bad ones out there and
cathartic.
So many gold ones out there.
We should really be gathering all this knowledge of all the podcasts that we've done trying
and make
to
a podcast.
Create. Well, we do at EWE, and you can find it at Get Serial. And trying to put together maybe a amalgamation of all everything we've learned.
Wild and crazy facts that we now know.
Hey, the astrology ones were fun.
Yeah though they were good.
It's facts from Maddie.
I just know all of these really weird facts, and I'm like, I want to share these facts, but they're never relevant.
Yeah. It's like facts with Maddie in corner, Eddie's just losing his mind.
Yeah, slowly. But surely, it'll happen. Hashtag get rich or die trying. Coming up next, we're going to throw to a couple tracks before we hit Clumsy Corn, and that'll be it for us for this evening.
Hit Clumsy Corn?
I don't need it, guys.
You're too clumsy, damn it.
Losing it. So we have a quick three-part song. See, I'm losing it already. So coming up next is Messy Love by Muramasa.
You're listening to Sin 90.7.
Clumsy, because my name's Corn. That's part of my nature. That's it.
Yes, welcome back. It is still Get Serial with Mads Corn and Eddie. That wasn't the delicious lyrics of Fergie. It was tasty chocolate velvet tunes. So it is time for the favourite segment of the week. Personally, my favourite segment of the week. I think it's the people's segment of the week.
It is.
It is Clumsy Corn.
Yeah.
Now, if you haven't played this before, this is where Corn has usually three stories for us, two being true and one being false, and we have to identify the... No, two being false, one being true. We have to identify the true story.
Yes.
But you've been getting a little tricky lately. Stories that have happened, but
white
ending a non-specific...
Lies.
Guys...
Any lie to me breaks my heart. Every time anyone lies to me, a little kitten dies. So... That's
someone's in
don't go killing kittens now, will ya?
Yeah. Well, you don't want that.
Better choose the right one.
So, Valentina is joining us again. Hello. Thank you very much for joining us.
Very successful.
I usually just go with whatever Valentina says.
Yeah, fair.
She's usually pretty good at these games.
Last week I didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Who took that one out last week, guys?
And I lost. I lost a lot of money because of that. So, going to be paying a visit. Now, would you please take it away, Corn?
Yes. So today the story's about how I cut up my legs, like got a few cuts in my legs.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, like just scratches,
like
tree branch kind of scratch?
Scrapes.
Yeah. I mean, blood bloodshed.
Is this like a recent story, like someone that's happened like...
No, they're all like
pretty,
you know.
So they're now scars.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, I have
that's what I was trying to get at, yeah.
Yes. So story A, I was, we had like a little platform on our old cubby house. And I was standing on it. I think I was playing hide and seek or something. I was hiding and I was standing on it and I went to stand on it. And it was about 15 years old and it had all rotted and I completely fell through and cut my legs on all the splinters and stuff and was kind of stuck and had to be pulled out. But, you know, didn't get found in hide and seek, so pros and cons. story number two. I was watching. I went to this like bike riding competition thing and I was sitting watching it on a steep hill and I didn't know how to get down. And so rather than like walking down, kind of like crabbing it down, I decided to go down like ladder style. That's quite smart. And then I slipped and skidded down the hill and I was like cutting my leg up on the rocky ground. Story number three, I was jumping over a fence that had like all the wires sticking out. Of course, I didn't know. And I like clipped my leg as I jumped down and did a nice old little cut there on the legs on the way down from the wire.
Mm-hmm.
All of those sound quite upsetting. More on an emotional level, especially the first one. Like if you like didn't get found in hide and seek and you're injured, it's like, does anyone care for my well-being?
But then I didn't get found. So like...
Well, yeah.
Didn't lose. Okay.
Oh, the popular
kids
always
still
get
haven't
found
me.
Yeah.
Still hiding.
Just saying, the popular kids always get found. That's one.
The noisy ones, which all is also me. Ones. I was never hidden with because I was too noisy during that game. Regardless.
I want to go with number two. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
I don't.
Falling down the hill.
I feel like a version of that has probably happened before. I feel like a version of all of these might have happened before, but I'm going to go with number two.
Okay.
Mostly just because of the way you were telling the story.
Mm. Madeline.
I don't know. I'm looking into your eyes and you're dead in them. Thank you. You've just been lying so much to me lately, and it's taking me a while to kind of recuperate. I'm going to go...
This is engaging radio, I tell you what.
Should we palm off to Valentina
yes,
first?
Yes, right. Please do.
Oh, I think I'm going to go with A. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's throwing all my decisions out of whack.
Yeah, what does Valentina do?
I think I'm going to go with Valentina on this one because C was my least favourite. and I don't want to join Eddie
see,
on
now
his.
I do want to switch, but it also... So I want to switch, but if it means that I'm right, then I do take a commanding lead. So ooh. I'm currently on 3 and Valentina and Mads are on 2.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying this is.
So are we all locking in A?
No, I'm gonna lock in. I'm gonna lock in B.
You're gonna lock in B.
I'm gonna lock in B.
Eddie's
I'm gonna make this.
In B.
I'm gonna make this interesting. I do want to change to A, but I'm gonna make it B.
Oof.
I wanna win. I don't want to just win. I want to dominate.
Ah. Yeah, rookie. It's A.
Oh, damn it. fool.
Fools.
Foolish. It is tie scores. Everyone's 3 apiece.
I did just get a message from my dad. All 3 are true knowing you. Thanks, Dad. He does follow up.
Join the text line. No, it wasn't the text line we were sending out, but it's a text line nonetheless.
Good enough.
Well, that is all the time we have for today. Mm-hmm. So thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning and on this lovely Friday. We will be around next week for the long weekend. So
it will be
tune
a good
in
Friday
then.
Indeed.
Yes, it will be a good Friday. That was good. I'd like to thank all the podcasts that we talked about and discussed this evening. We do have to thank them, but I'd also especially like to thank Oliver and Kayla of Tales of the Witchmen for coming in. You can find out all of their little stuff at the Butterfly Club or the comedy festival. Thanks for putting up with me this morning. And coming up next is the Sports Decks. This has been Get Serial with Mads Korn and Eddie.
See you soon, guys. Yep. That was loud.
That was loud.
How are you going with the panelling there, Eddie?
Not me.
Yes.
This is someone else.
Zapper and Juicer.
You guys. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I think if you press pause, yeah. Next to you
when you were right. See you guys. Have a good weekend.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.